Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
As state legislators begin their current session with a packed docket and perhaps no issue at the forefront more than education funding, the Kenai City Council on Wednesday adopted its own resolution requesting the state make a meaningful increase to the base student allocation. Many governmental bodies around the state have already adopted similar resolutions, like the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly earlier this month. In fact, Kenai City Council members debated the purpose of such a resolution for more than an hour during the meeting. Councilmember Philip Daniel referenced Mountain View Elementary's recent loss of a music teacher.
He took a job in the lower 48 because he got a deal he couldn't refuse. I can't fault him for it. It was great, a great opportunity for him. But the kids all loved him, and they haven't been able to find a replacement. So there is something to be said for a competitive package for teachers here.
Critics of the resolution argued it was unnecessary and outside the purview of the Kenai City Council.
Your authority vested in the city's charter allows you this privilege of this resolution tonight, yet there is nothing, I repeat, nothing in your charter that makes this subject part of your official duties and responsibilities,
said Kenai resident Dwayne Bannock. Councilmember Alex Dothit went on later to explain why he chose to sponsor this resolution.
This resolution was brought forth because I saw the resolution that the borough assembly had come forth. They went into a lot of more detail, and I purposely wanted this not to be so much detailed with the specific numbers. I wanted to leave it more open. There's a lot of other people involved with school districts and state fundings that can come up with the exact numbers of what might be needed. But I do see that there was a need for funding, and so that's why I brought this up.
After the council took a brief break to discuss minor amendments to the resolution, it was adopted by a final vote of 5-2. The merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons has been delayed again. That's according to Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola.
The newest news is that the companies have postponed their merger until August,
said Representative Peltola in a phone interview with KSRM.
It's now expected to close before August, apparently sometime in July. And I really feel like our voices in Alaska are making a difference.
Peltola's camp has been a vocal opponent of the grocery chain's corporate merger and is pressing the FTC to prevent it.
I'm not sure that they gave a lot of explanation as to why they're postponing it. And that's the through line, is they're just not being transparent at all. In terms of a lack of transparency, we asked to do a tour of the Safeway warehouse, and they were not comfortable doing that. We were turned down.
Representative Peltola also continues working to try and get FTC Chairperson Lena Khan to come to Alaska along with others from the commission to hear what Alaskans' concerns are about the potential negative impacts of the proposed merger. Soldotna police officers found themselves having to conduct something of a steamy investigation on Wednesday of last week. A report came in from the Soldotna Fred Meyer that a couple was having intercourse and doing drugs in the parking lot. Upon further investigation, officers discovered that the vehicle the couple was in had been reported stolen in the Matsu Valley.
When we get there, it's a U-Haul pickup truck, and it's been reported stolen out of the Matsu Valley area.
Soldotna Police Chief Gene Meek told KSRM.
A search warrant was obtained for the vehicle just to finish getting the narcotics, and there was a gun in the vehicle, so we obtained that also.
Soldotna police, along with the assistance of a state parks officer, arrested 27-year-old Cody Meyer of Wasilla for second-degree theft of a vehicle. That's news of the Kenai in Alaska. For Adriana Hernandez-Santana, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.